Good morning. It is Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Allison, with all the wind and rain this week, I can imagine there's a good bit of garden cleanup to be done, in addition to simply just finishing out the season.
Yeah, well, it's in some people's cases, it's a matter of garden triage. You know, what to prop up, what to cut back, what to pull. Throughout the area, the impact from Tropical Storm Irma was so variable. For instance, where I live, all my late season corn and okra and sunflowers are either lying flat on the ground or leaning way over.
So what will you do?
Well, once it dries out a bit, I plan to go in and look closely. Anything that can be propped up, I'll try and stake and set it upright. But I know for sure some major stems are bent or broken, and I'll probably have to cut those back. Also, things like my cucumbers are pretty far gone, so it's time to pull those and get my fall cover crop sown. And yeah, there's a good bit of raking leaves and twig pickup to be done.
Is it always good to clean up and remove spent vegetable plants from the garden?
You know, it is. It's a good practice all in all. It helps reduce the carryover of insects and disease problems from year to year. It's best to put those plants that are known to have those problems into a separate compost pile other than your normal one and not use that material for compost in the garden. Unless you manage the compost super well, it won't get hot enough to kill those pests off, and you don't want to reintroduce that back into the garden again.
Okay, how about fruiting plants? What can be done with them?
Well, to minimize fruit rot on soft skin fruit like plums and peaches and grapes, next year you want to remove any kind of old fruit or plant debris, including mummified fruit that's left hanging on the plant or lying on the ground. It's also a good time of year to prune blackberries and raspberries and remove the old fruit-bearing canes from this year. And be sure to tend the strawberry bed. That's good, especially getting on top of the weeds right now.
What about with ornamentals?
Okay, yeah, so with the recent wind and rain, you can get a jump on cleaning up the perennial border. And, you know, cut back foliage that's looking rough or ready to die back. It's definitely time to begin making plans to remove houseplants indoors. And you want to do this before the temperatures drop too much below 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Rinsing the foliage, removing dead leaves, cutting back long stems, repotting with fresh potting soil, all can be really helpful. You definitely want to check for insects and treat them. Otherwise, you can have an insect population explosion inside the house later in the winter, and that can get really messy.
Okay.
And so finally, this is a good time to divide peonies, especially those that haven't flowered well. Fall planting allows peonies to get their root systems established well before the next growing season. And peonies won't flower very well if they're planted too deep. So you want to be sure what we call the eyes or the growing points are not too deep, no more than 2 inches below the surface of the soil. And we've seen a lot of foliage diseases in peonies these past few years that can be prevented by not crowding them too much or planting them too close together. So be sure to give them space.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.